Good morning, brothers and sisters. The youth are not with us this morning because they're at a retreat.
那我想我们今天早晨我们特别为他们祷告。
So we should remember them in our prayers this morning.
因为 Alex 长老在那边带领他们的聚会, 特别我们年轻人是很可爱的一群人。
Alex will be leading that retreat and giving messages, and indeed they are very lovable youth.
我们都知道青少年的这个年纪啊，这个阶段是。 从他们的角度来讲，生活是有许多的挑战。
Of course, at their life stage and at their age, they feel that there's a lot of challenges in their life.
对我们做父母的来说，他们就是我们的挑战，对不对？
Of course, to us parents, they are the challenge in our lives.
但是呢，他们也是在成长过程当中开始独立思想，而且对生命和生活开始。
But as they're continuing to grow, they're also continuing to have their own thoughts and their own opinions about certain things within life and even spiritual matters.
所以他们在教会里面的生活，他们对主耶稣基督的认识，慢慢将从父母带我去教会变成耶稣对我来说是谁。
So the process begins from when their parents bring them to church to now, who is Jesus to them personally?
我们知道教会的年轻人许多，他们对神的追求是认真的。And
we know that to a lot of these youth, their pursuit of God is true and real.
所以我们一起来为他们祷告。So
we should pray for them together.
今天早晨我们在此地，我们读神的话，同样的，他们在山上，他们也是从神的话上面有领受。And
as we receive God's word, similarly, up in the mountains, they're also receiving God's word. Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你是爱我们的父神。
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you because you're a Heavenly Father that loves us.
主，今天我们在一起聚集来到你的面前，是为着要敬拜你。
And as we gather together, it is because we want to worship you.
我们要向你表达我们对你的爱。
We want to express the love that we have for you.
我们要对你表达出我们的感恩。
We want to express our thanksgiving and our
gratitude. 我们来到你的面前说，主耶稣，你是我们的主。
And we come before you and we say that, Lord Jesus, you are our Lord.
我们是属于你的。
And we belong to you.
主，今天早晨我们不但是为此地的崇拜聚会献上祷告。
And this morning, we not only pray for the people here in our midst worshiping,
我们为我们亲爱的教会里面，也就是我们家里面的年轻人献上祷告。
We also lift up our prayers for our beloved youth and our young people.
他们这个周末聚集在一起。
And this weekend, they're gathered together.
聆听你的话语。
To listen to your word.
学习你的话语。
To learn your word.
彼此有分享。
And they have sharing with one another.
彼此也有玩耍。
And of course, they have fun together.
但是今天早晨，我们求主你的圣灵也与他们同在。
But we pray that your Holy Spirit be with them.
向他们的心灵说话。
May you speak into their hearts.
让他们能够如同我们一样，能够来到你的面前，真正的、实在的来认识你。
So like us, they can come to know and to understand and to really know who you are.
我们知道你爱他们。
We know that you love them.
我们也知道主，你在他们的生命里面有你。 伟大的作为,
and we know that you have a purpose for each and every one of them.
我们在此地接着祷告,
and through their prayers, we care for them.
我们爱他们,
and we love them.
求主与我们众人同在,
may you be with all of us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
and pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天继续来看哥罗西书。
We'll continue studying the book of Colossians.
今天你们如果是第一次在我们当中，或者是你前几周不在的话，你就知道我们现在呢，大概今年的前半年的时候，我们将会在主日的讲台，我们用哥罗西书来分享神的话语。If
it is your first time or you haven't been with us for a while, we are going to be studying the book of Colossians for the first half of the year.
今天我们读的这段经文啊，
And today, this particular passage we will study,
我们第一章第二十节一直到第二章的第七节。
We'll be studying chapter 1 from verse 20 all the way to chapter 2, verse 7.
这一段经文里面所讲到的是非常非常宝贵的一个信息。
And this section we'll be studying today is actually a very precious passage in the Bible.
不但是宝贵，而且呢，是非常重要的一个信息。
It's not only precious, but it's also a very important message for us.
我们要记得保罗受到圣灵感动写了这封书信去给哥罗西的信徒的时候，他是在什么样的一个环境当中？
And we have to remember Paul's condition when he was moved by the Holy Spirit to write this letter to the church in Colossae.
你们记得保罗在写这封书信的时候，他本人是在罗马的监狱里面，他被罗马的这个罗马人收押在监狱里面。
I have to remember when Paul wrote this letter, he was imprisoned in Rome.
而他被收押到罗马的监狱里面的原因是什么？因为他传扬他所爱的主耶稣基督拯救的信息。
And what was the reason for his imprisonment? It was because of him sharing the gospel of Christ.
而把他送到监狱里面的人是他自己本族本国的，他的手足就是犹太人。
And the people that arrested him were his own people, the Jewish people.
所以我们要提醒这一段的时候，就是保罗在这样的一个环境里面，他却写出这样的一封书信。我们要对他认识主耶稣的这个观念，我们要对他有了解，我们就了解为什么保罗所写的这一段是这么的宝贵。
So as we understand the background and the circumstance of Paul when he wrote this letter, then we can understand the preciousness of this message.
那第二点我们要提醒到的就是哥罗西书这本书这封信保罗写的时候是有特别目的的。
And there's a specific purpose for Paul to write this letter.
也就是说比较于以弗所书来讲。
So in comparison to the book of Ephesians,
以弗所书的写的目的事实上不是只是给在以弗所的信徒而已。
So the letter that was written to Ephesians was not just for the believers in Ephesus.
它背后的一个目的就是让在以弗所附近所有的教会能够传阅这一封讲到神的爱还有信徒的生活的一个标准的一封普及的一篇书信。
The letter for Ephesus was for the cities surrounding Ephesus talking about God's love and the life of a Christian.
And it's a general purpose.
It's a general purpose letter.
可是哥罗西书这封信是针对在哥罗西这个城市里的信徒他们所碰见到的一个问题，保罗特别写了这封书信去帮助他们。
But the letter to the believers in Colossae was for a specific purpose for issue that the believers in Colossae was experiencing.
我们上回讲到过这个问题是什么。
And what is that particular issue?
就是在哥罗西当地的教会，因为哥罗西这个城市，我们讲到是一个非常繁荣，一个非常富足的一个城市。
And last time we talked about in the introduction was that the city of Colossae was a prosperous city.
所以在当地的居民呢，知识程度蛮高的。
So the inhabitants are very intellectual.
生活的水准跟品质和享受，物质上面的享受也是不缺乏的。
And they're not lacking in their living conditions. They had a comfortable life.
但是因为如此，所以呢，错误的教导就在教会里面出现了。
But because of this, there's false doctrines and false teachings that infiltrated the church.
异端就进入了教会。
And cults infiltrated the church.
然后呢，这个社会上面属世世俗的这个风气，就慢慢的从人的观念进入到了教会。
And these worldly philosophies through the mind of men also infiltrated the church.
这个不是只是稍微的影响，是很重要的影响。
And this is this affected the church severely.
所以呢，这个问题呢就被在哥罗西，在哥罗西的信徒，或者是很可能就是这个以巴佛，就是他们的牧师带到了保罗这边，征求保罗的帮助。
And so this issue was brought up by Epaphras to Paul to help address this issue.
虽然这个是保罗写这封信的目的，
although this is the purpose for Paul writing this letter,
可是我们就看到在哥罗西书的前面两章的时候，保罗所注重，他虽然要针对这件事情要教导，可是他在讲直接讲这件事情之前，他用两章的篇幅他讲什么？
But before this letter, there were two letters.
Before he specifically addressed the problem of the false teaching, he spent two chapters talking about something more important. 是什么？就是讲到信徒们跟主耶稣之间的关系。
And what he talked about was the relationship between the believers and the Lord Jesus.
你们看见了吗？
Do you see that?
当我们要抵制错误的教导或这个世俗风气影响的时候，神要我们看见，那是因为我们把主耶稣基督在我们生活里面的地位，我们已经渐渐的把它看作模糊不清了。
When we want to defend against these false teachings and these cults, it is because we've already obscured our relationship with Christ.
所以保罗用了前面的两章的部分，清清楚楚的告诉信徒们，主耶稣基督是谁。
So in the first two chapters, he clearly describes who Jesus is.
不是只是谁，是他对你而言，对信徒而言，对属神的人而言是谁。
Not just who he is, but really who he is to the believers.
然后后面两章就讲到一个信徒应该有的丰盛的属神的敬虔的生命是怎么样子的一个活的。
And then the last two chapters, it's about living the Christian life and having this life that comes from God and how you should live it out as Christians.
你看，当我们对于我们信心的根基就是基督的这个观念不正确的时候，
When we don't have a clear understanding and the foundation of our relationship with Jesus,
我们就容易受到不正确的教导的影响。
Then we're easily affected by the false teachings.
我们就不知道怎么样辨别异端。
Then we won't be able to differentiate cults.
我们就没有办法从神的眼光来思想我们的生命，而我们只能用人的方式，还有这个世界的方式来思想我们的生命和生活。
And we can only think about our lives through the lens of of the world and not through the lens of God's eyes.
而我们所过的生活，我们所做的决定，我们的行为举止，就变得跟这世人没有两样了。
Then all of our decisions and the way that we do things, we won't be able to differentiate ourselves from the people of this world.
所以今天我们来看这段非常非常重要，也很宝贵的这段经文。
So we'll take a look at this passage that is very precious and important to us.
我们把这整段经文今天分了三个部分来讲。
In this passage, I've separated it into three sections.
都跟在基督里的生命有关。
And this all is involved with the life that we have in Christ.
记得上周Alex 长老在跟我们分享的时候，他讲到第一章的这个第一章十五节到二十节的这一段。
And last time, Alex spoke about his verse 1-15.
我们看见保罗开始把主耶稣基督他在我们的眼光中他的身份地位，他开始让我们做一个清楚的调整。
So he adjusted our view of who Christ is.
主耶稣基督是神的爱子。
Jesus is God's beloved son.
他是那位万有都是靠他造的，然后又是为他造的这位主。在十六节里面讲到。
And in verse 16 it says, For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him.
And for him. For him. 然后十七节讲他是在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立。
And also in verse 17, And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
然后讲到第十八节，他是教会的首，他是教会的头，他是原始的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And in verse 18, it says, And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning.The firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent.
主耶稣是在一切的事物之上的。
And Jesus is above all things that are created.
他在所有被创造的之物，他是为首的。
And he is preeminent among all things that are created.
他在神的国度里面，他是最大的。
So in God's kingdom, he holds the authority.
所以客观来讲，从神的观念来说，主耶稣基督就是元首。
So in God's perspective, Jesus is the preeminent one.
而我们属于主耶稣基督的子民，我们也要让能够看见，既然他是为首的，我们是不是在生活当中真的是以他为大？
So if in God's eyes, Jesus is preeminent and above all, then in our lives, shouldn't we hold him as the priority?
也就是说，我们要认定他，因为他已经是那位万有之首。
So we have to recognize him as the preeminent one above all things.
第一部分，我们讲到跟基督之间的关系是第二十节到第二十三节。
So when we talk about the relationship between us and Jesus, we look at verse 20
to
23.
这里讲到的是在基督里面的生命的根基或者是基础是什么？
And in these verses, it's talking about what is the foundation.
主耶稣基督是在万有之上，也是在万有之先。
And that is, Jesus is before all things and above all things.
可是他跟我们之间有什么关系呢？
But what does it have to do with us?
你看第二十节。神借着主耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。
And if you take a look at verse 20, it says, And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
因为你们从前与神是隔绝的，因着恶行，心里面与他为敌，但是如今他就是主耶稣基督，他自己借着肉身而死，叫你们与他自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到他自己的面前。
And in verse 21 it says, And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his bodyThat is Jesus' body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常非常重要的一个观念。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a very important concept.
我们先要有了观念，然后我们要在实质上面有体会，并且有经历。
We first have to have a concept and then be able to experience it and apply it.
你看，在第二十节跟第二十二节里面有一个字重复了。是什么字呢？
And when you look at these three verses, there is a word that is repeated.
就是讲到和好这两个字。
And that word is reconciled.
在主耶稣基督里面的生命是真生命。
A life that is in Christ Jesus is a real life.
在主耶稣基督里面的生命是胜过死亡、胜过罪恶的生命。
A life that is in Jesus is a life that conquers death.
在主耶稣基督里面的生命是那当神创造我们的时候要所给予我们最丰富、最美好的生命。
A life that is in Christ is the life that God intended to give us.
是一个有盼望的生命。
Is a life with hope.
是没有苦痛的生命。
It is a life without suffering.
是一个荣耀的生命。
It is a life that is glorious.
可是当我们跟神之间没有一个桥梁的时候，我们就跟这个生命毫无相关了。
But when there is a bridge between us and God, then we have no relations with God.
Yeah, when there's no bridge.
When there's no bridge.
Yeah. 神爱我们。
God loves us.
神看待我们就像是父母看待孩子一样。
When God sees us, it's as if when parents, loving parents, look after their children.
是毫无保留，是完全接纳的爱。
It is a love without reservation.
是一个牺牲的爱。
It's a sacrificial love.
可是人因为罪的缘故顶撞神。
But because man rebelled against God,
我们不承认神。
We don't recognize.
我们要过我们自己要过的生活。
We want to live our own lives.
我们要为了自己的利益，我们去追求。
And we want to pursue after things out of our own will.
我们不认识神。
And we don't know God.
我们在思想行为上面，我们知道我们是有罪的。
And in our thoughts and in our actions, we know that we're full of sin.
而这个罪不是说根据一些律法规条的规定，我们做错了的罪，是我们顶撞神，使这位爱我们的神心痛伤心的这个罪。
And the sin is not a sin that commits violations against law, but it is a sin that has rebelled against God and has made God sad and sorrowful.
你知道圣经里面讲到这个和好的这个观念，讲到的是一个爱的关系受到了迫害，受到了分离。
So when the Bible talks about the concept of reconciliation, it is talking about mending something that has been broken, the relationship that we have with God.
It's a relationship of love.
It's a relationship.
Yeah. 我们家两个三岁的双胞胎，我们有两个双这个我们家有一对三岁的双胞胎。
I have a pair of twins that are 3 years old.
刚三岁。
They just turned 3.
那其中一个双胞胎我就不讲是哪一位。Okay.
And one of the twins, I won't mention which one.
他们反正现在三岁了，很会说话。
And they're all very talkative.
有时候都不知道他们的这些话从哪里来的。
And oftentimes we don't know where these words come from.
可是其中有一个，他现在特别喜欢讲这种话。
But one of them in particular likes to say this one thing.
这个是我的，我不可以给你。
And she says, "This is mine. I cannot give that to you."
是跟我讲，跟他的父亲讲的。
And she says this to me as their father.
啊，然后。然后他就会说，因为你不乖。
And then he would always say, "Well, you're not obedient."
你乱哭乱吵，所以你不可以有这个。
You're always fussing. That's why you can't have this.
那当然了，孩子怎么可以跟父亲讲这种话
？And of course, how can a child say that to their father?
可是我知道他才三岁。
But I know that she's only 3.
他不是刻意的在顶撞我，对不对？
She's not being disobedient deliberately.
可是我听了心里面很难过啊。
But when I hear this, I'm saddened.
为什么你的东西不跟我分享？
How come you don't share your things with me?
我所有的东西都跟你分享啊。
I share everything with you.
事实上，你每一个东西不都我给的。
In reality, everything that you have is given by me.
心里面有这样一点点的，哎呀，痛了一下。
So that for a split second, I was hurt.
可是我说，他不是一个十六岁的孩子在顶撞我，他三岁的孩子，他很可爱。
Then I thought about it. Well, this is not a 16-year-old adolescent rebelling against me. This is just a 3-year-old, and he's rather cute.
那我当然就跟他讲。
Of course, then.
你不可以这样。
Of course, then I teach her by responding, "You cannot say this."
对不对？你要说爸爸很乖很听话，没有乱哭吵。
You have to say, "Oh, Daddy is actually very obedient, but not fussing around."
那我可以跟你一起分享这个东西。
Then I can share this with you.
啊，他很快就转过来就照着我教的讲了。
And then she immediately turns around and says what I just taught her.
啊，本来脸很生气的这样子。
Of course, before it was an angry face.
现在笑笑的。
But now with a smiling face.
还可以给我一个 hug.
And then she'll give me a hug.
心里面就真是很满足。
And then I feel satisfied.
可是弟兄姐妹，我也听过青少年，有时候孩子长大了以后。
But I've also heard stories of adolescents.
跟父母说什么？
What do they tell their parents?
我恨你。
I hate you.
我还听过最严重，我听到的是这个孩子跟父母说，我希望你死了。
And I've also heard things where they'll say, I wish you were dead to their parents.
那有些那父母听在心中的时候是什么样的感受？
So what do their hearts feel for the parents?
我这三岁的小孩开玩笑不懂事的讲话我都难过。
I'm saddened just by a three-year-old that says this to me.
更何况一个年纪已经到一个程度，他知道他的思想行为在做什么，他可以这样子刻意的来顶撞我的时候，这个对父母来讲心中是什么样的感受？
So how do the parents feel when it's an adolescent that have their thoughts formulated that deliberately rebels against?
可是我们做人，我们对神的态度，当我们去顶撞他，当我们不接受他的爱，当我们不认他的时候，这位爱我们的父神，他的心里面是什么样的感受？
So similarly for us as men, when we rebel against our God and don't recognize Him as our God, how do you think God feels?
他是极度的伤心。
He's sorrowful.
极度的失望。
He's disappointed.
是不是？
Is that so?
因为我们的罪，我们与神远离了。
Because of our sin, we are far from God.
因为神是圣洁的，是公义的。
Because God is holy and just.
所以呢，我们的罪，我们的顶撞，就使我们跟他之间没有办法有一个亲密的关系了。
So because of our sin and our rebellion, we cannot have an intimate relationship with our God.
我们不论如何的努力，想要达到一个过一个圣洁或好的一种生活，讨神的喜悦，我们是做不到的。
No matter how hard we work at living a holy life, there's no way we can live that life according to God's standards.
我们一天到晚只是惹神的气。
And we day and night we make Him angry or displease Him.
而且神因为他是公义的。他说：“你做错了事情，你就要受代价。”
But because he is a just God, because we have sinned, we have to suffer the consequences and punishment of sin.
连我们这些不完全的父母，当我们要好好教导孩子的时候
，even for us as incomplete parents, when we teach our kids.
但是我们因为爱孩子，我们就知道，当我们教导他们，他们做错的时候，我们一定要管教他们。
But because we love them, when they do something wrong, we have to discipline them.
那更何况神是一个完全的神。
But what about God? God is a perfect God.
当我们与神之间这个爱的关系，因着罪的缘故，我们与神分离，而且神是伤痛的时候。
So when we rebel and sin against God and we are far from God, and God is sorrowful.
因为靠着我们，我们没有办法与神和好。
If it were dependent on ourselves, there's no way for us to reconcile with God.
但是神却在主耶稣基督里面替我们把这个爱的关系重新复合了。
But God, through our Lord Jesus, made the reconciliation between ourselves and God.
你看二十节，神是借着主耶稣基督他在十字架上所流的血，为我们的罪付上了代价。
As you can see in verse 20, it says, "And through Him, Jesus, to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross."
使我们今天可以与他和好。
So that today we can have reconciliation with Him.
使我们今天来到神的面前的时候，神可以看着我们，可以微笑着，可以拥抱着我们。
So that when we come to Him face to face, He is able to smile at us and hug us and approach us.
他爱我们。二十二节讲到主耶稣基督因为爱我们。
And verse 22 it says, because He loves us,
他成为了人，降世成为了人，为着我们罪受死。使我们今天可以回到他的面前。
It says he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present us holy and blameless.
弟兄姐妹，不但能够回到他的面前，而且我们是圣洁的。
Not only can we be reconciled and approach Him, but we also are now holy and blameless.
是没有瑕疵的，是无可责备的。
Blameless and above reproach.
人不能责备我们，神也不再责备我们。
We're above reproach before man and before God.
我们哪一个人能够靠自己的能力能够成为圣洁、无瑕疵、无可责备的呢？
Who in their own ability can become holy and blameless and above reproach?
明明就是不圣洁，然后瑕疵多得不得了，然后呢，就是应该受责备的，可是却在神的眼中，我们已经变成这个可爱的、被爱的人了。
In reality, we are sinful and we are full of shame, but in God's eyes, now we are loved ones.
这是我们在基督里面的生命的一个基础。
This is a basic foundation that we have in Christ.
就是我们与神和好。
And that is, we are reconciled with God.
我们被神接纳。
We have been received by God.
这不是只是从神那边一方这个单方面的一个爱。
And this is not just a one way expression of love.
是一个双面的，对不对？
This is a two way.
因为我们是一个爱的关系，当我们在一个怪爱的关系当中，我们和好的时候，是彼此之间是非常的和睦，非常的融洽的。
Because in this expression of love, then we have an intimate relationship between ourselves and God.
既然神已经把我们赎了，与我们和好了。
So now that God has reconciled ourselves to Him,
我们是不是自己现在已经跟神之间在这样一个和好、复合、亲密、有爱的关系里面跟神交通呢？
So then are we communicating and living out this relationship of intimacy with our God?
第二个，在基督的在基督里面的生命的一个根基是什么？
The second point, what is the second basic foundation of our life in Jesus?
第二十三节告诉我们说，只要或者是若是你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
Verse 23, he says,If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister.
就是第二十三节的前部分，就是在所信的道上要恒心。
So in the first part of verse 23, it says, if you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast.
要能够根基稳固，要能够坚定不移。
So being stable and steadfast in your faith, not shifting.
这个在所信的道上恒心，从原文的翻译来讲，它的意思是什么？是你们要在你的信心上面要持守，要持定。
So in the original text, what it means when it says continue in the faith, stable and steadfast is to be stable and steadfast in your faith.
这个恒心中文里面讲的就是就是要持久，要持久，而且要抓紧的。
In the Chinese translation, it says it has to be stable and steadfast. You hold on tight.
而不是只是一个概念。
It's not just a concept.
所以这个在所信的道上要恒心，是我们要去做到的。
So to continue in this faith is something that we have to diligently work for.
能够把根基扎得稳固，能够坚定在信心上面坚定不移，这是要我们能够做到的。
So to be able to be stable and steadfast in our faith is something that we have to accomplish.
而这第二十三节跟前面的这一段我们刚读到的是互相关联的。
And what we're talking about here in verse 23 is in relation to what we talked about in verse 22.
如果我们一口气的一气呵成的来解释，就是我们今天与神和好了，我们今天已经属于神了，我们怎么知道我们有这样的确据呢？ 因为我们在我们的信心上不断的持守。
If we explain these two verses in all in one shot, it is to say that Jesus has reconciled himself, or reconciled, made reconciliation for us and God in his body to present us blamelessly and above reproach, and that we need to hold fast to and be stable in our faith.
We have been reconciled with God, and now we belong to Him. And that fact is evidenced by the fact that we are steadfast in our faith in Him. Okay, 我再讲一次，这个很重要。今天我们已经与神和好了，我们也属于神了，因为我们在我们的生活上面看见我们的信心是持之以被我们持之以恒的。
So let me explain this one more time. The evidence of us being reconciled with Him is because we live a life that expresses stable and steadfast faith.
对，这个所信的道上要恒心是有客观与主观的两方面的，而我们要来认识它。
So we need to understand this concept of continuing the faith stable and steadfast from objectively and subjectively.
从客观的方面来讲是什么呢？
So how is it objectively?
我们观察到，因为我们自己在神里面有基督的生命。
And we can observe that we have life in Jesus.
因此，当我们在生活当中受到患难的或攻击的时候，我们看见我们这个信心是稳固坚定，不致被动摇的一个信心。
So when we have this life in Jesus and we encounter challenges or tribulation in our life, our faith is stable and steadfast.
这并不是说我们好像有时候是会对神忘记了神，或者是说我们的这个灵命上面好像受到了一些动摇。
And that is not to say that sometimes we will forget about God or sometimes we may stumble in our faith.
但是他乃是讲到的是，不论我们的生活多么的艰难，信心如何受到攻击，但是我们最终我们还是回到神的面前，持续我们在神里面的这个信心。
That is to say, whatever circumstance, tribulation or challenges we have in our life, that we return back to God and continue in the faith to remain stable and steadfast in our faith.
因为我们从客观的方面，我们来看亚伯拉罕。
So when we look at the life of Abraham,
亚伯拉罕圣经说他是信心之父。
And in the Bible, it calls him the father of faith.
他是我们信心的榜样。
He's the model for faith.
那如果如此的话，那是不是神只要讲什么话他就去做呢？
So then, does that mean that whatever God says, he'll do it?
他就坚定不移。
Is he stable and steadfast?
义无反顾。
And doesn't shift?
是这样吗？
Is it true?
当神跟亚伯拉罕说你会自己生一个孩子，他到了90岁没孩子的时候，他就信神了吗？
When God tells him that he will have a son at his old age of ninety years of age, did he believe God?
他的信心有点动摇。
So he he was not stable in his faith.
他的太太撒拉还笑。
And his wife Sarah laughed.
我们都已经年纪这么大的人，还生孩子，开什么玩笑？
We're already of old age. Were you joking?
但是呢，所以他们就私下用人的办法去生了一个儿子，对不对？
So then they used man's method and bore a son.
那他这边是信心坚固，根基稳定吗？坚定不移吗？
So is he at that point continuing his faith, being stable and steadfast, not shifting?
没有，他的确信心受到了一个挑战，对不对？
Of course, his faith was challenged.
可是他的信心在哪里？
But where is his faith?
因为他到100岁的时候，他就跟他妻子生了一个孩子。
So when he was 100, he bore a son with his wife Sarah.
我们的信心在神的面前是有成长的过程的。
Our faith before God is a process of growth.
我们可以确定的就是亚伯拉罕他没有失去他对神的信靠。
One thing we can be sure of, he did not lose his trust in God.
所以当他看见他用人用自己的方式去想要达成神的旨意是一个错误的时候。
But when he realized that it was, he made a mistake by using man's method to accomplish God's plan.
他知道 90多岁、100岁的人不能生孩子，可是他说我还是要回去。既然神说了，我还是要去做。
He knows that it's almost nearly impossible to have a kid at his age, but because God said so, I'm going to do it.
所以他的信心没有被颠覆。So
his faith did not topple.
这个叫做持守，这个叫做恒心。This
is being stable and steadfast.
我们在新约圣经里面也看到使徒彼得。
In the New Testament, we also see the Apostle Peter.
使徒彼得是主耶稣基督称他为彼得，因为他是这个磐石，这是一个信心的磐石。And
Jesus referred to Peter as the rock.
He's the one with strong faith. Yeah, he's the rock because his faith of Christ is like a rock, solid. 可是呢，彼得却是在圣经里面，他是唯一怎么样？But
in the Bible, Peter
不认主耶稣基督，而且不是一次，是三次的人。He
disowned Jesus not once but three times.
那是不是他的信心受到损伤了呢？是不是受到毁灭了呢？
So was his faith destroyed?
没有，因为他还是爱主。
No, but he still loves God,
Jesus. It's
because of the weakness that he has in his flesh that he was not able to accomplish what he sets in his mind.
可是当这个公鸡一提的时候，他想到他否认了主，他回到神的面前悔改。But
when the rooster crowed, he remembered his Lord Jesus and he repented.
他被主耶稣基督在信心里面坚固。
He was once again strengthened in his faith by Jesus.
主耶稣基督用爱的眼神去看了他一眼。
And Jesus looked upon him with love.
我们看见彼得从此之后，他跟随主耶稣基督这个信心的表现是何等的坚强。
Then Peter's faith was again strengthened and became even stronger.
这个叫做信心的持守。
This is what it means to be steadfast in your faith.
因为根基稳固，所以我们可以坚定不移。Because
the foundation is secure and strong, then we won't shift.
根基是什么?
What is the foundation?
根基不是信心。Foundation
is not faith.
根基是信心的对象。Foundation
is
the object
of faith.
而这个根基是谁?
And what is the foundation?
信心的根基是谁? 是主耶稣基督。
And the foundation of faith is our Lord Jesus.
这个是我们真的生命, 是在基督里面的生命。
This is the real life, the life that we have in Christ.
所以这是从客观的方面来讲, 我们看见这个信心的坚定不移, 我们就知道我们跟神的关系的确是实在的。
So, this objectively speaking, when you look at, when we have stable and steadfast faith in Christ, then that means we have this life in Christ.
And we're secure.
And we're secure in Christ.
那从主观的方面来讲，我们也就很快的用亚伯拉罕和彼得这个例子来说，他们从主观的方面，他们是怎么样子的来对待这个信心呢？
So now we look, take a look at the subjective side is we also take a look at the life of Abraham and Peter.
这个主观的方面也是一个主动的信心。And
subjectively we see that it is a proactive faith.
And it's a self-initiated faith. 这是从我们里面，我刚刚讲到是要抓紧，是要持守的这个信心。
And this is, of course, it's a self-initiated faith and faith that needs to be held on to being stable and steadfast.
亚伯拉罕不了解神为什么要在他年纪这么大的时候生孩子。
Abraham did not understand why God wanted him to have a son at his old age.
甚至一开始怀疑神这是什么意思。
Actually, in reality, he started
maybe doubted
God's purpose.
可是当他在思想这件事情的时候，他的眼目，他的信心永远是在神的身上。
But how, as he was wrestling and thinking about this, his focus remained on God.
他绝对不会在神的面前说，我不要你了，因为我年纪这么大，你连一个孩子都不赐给我。
And he would never say that, I don't want you, God. You didn't even give me a son.
而是他说，神啊，这是你的心意吗？
But he said, God, this is your heart, this is your will.
我用自己的方式生了一个以实玛利，这是你的心意吗？
And I used my own methods, and I bore a son called Ishmael. This to accomplish your will.
这好像不是你的心意。
But I don't think this is your will.
那你要我怎么去做呢？
Then how do you want me to proceed?
我的信心虽小，你帮助我，让我能够信靠你。
My faith is small. Help me so that I can trust you.
而这个信心，因为他的坚持，致使于他看见神给他供应他的儿子以撒。
So because of his steadfast faith, then he was able to bore a son called Isaac.
他所喜爱在他年纪老迈的时候生了一个独生儿子。
So at his old age, he's able to bore a son called Isaac.
彼得也是如此，不是吗？
Isn't it the same way with Apostle Peter?
虽然他的信心受到攻击，虽然他因为自己的软弱不认主，因为他怕被人抓起来，也受鞭打，或者甚至被杀害。
Although his faith was challenged, he disowned Jesus because of his weakness in his flesh, not able to accomplish what he set out to in his mind.
可是如果你记得在那段经文里面所讲的，主耶稣基督的门徒都跑走了，只有彼得一个人留在那边。
But if you recall the incident, all of his other apostles all ran away. It was only Peter that remained.
因为他爱主耶稣基督。
Because he loves Jesus.
因为他关心主耶稣基督。
And he cared about Jesus.
他要信靠主耶稣基督。
Because he wants to trust and believe in Jesus.
而当他再次被坚定的时候，你看他的那个信心只有增长而没有萎缩。
And once he was strengthened again in his faith only grew, did not shrink.
所以我们在基督里面的生命的基础，第二个重要的观念就是我们在信心上面，我们要持之以恒。
So the second foundation that we have in our life in Christ is that we need to have a continuous faith that is stable and steadfast.
从客观方面看自己的信心，我们看见我们的信心是被主耶稣基督所坚定的。
So objectively speaking, when we're looking at our faith, it is faith that is strengthened and secured by Jesus.
但是主观的方面，我们知道这是我们抓紧永远不会放弃的一个信心。
And then subjectively, we know that this is a faith that we need to grasp and hold on to.
第二点，在主耶稣在基督里面的这个生命，是我们需要去传扬的一个生命。
And secondly, this life that we have in Christ is a life that we need to proclaim.
保罗在这里跟我们讲的很清楚。保罗他说二十四节，我为你们受苦，我倒觉得欢乐。
In verse 24, Paul here says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake."
他受什么苦
？What sufferings did he suffer?
他就是受福音的苦啊。
He was suffering for the gospel.
他被人小看。
He was looked down upon by people.
他被人蔑视。
He was insulted, beat up by people.
他被收到监里。
What?
He was in prison.
He was imprisoned.
但是是为了主耶稣基督的福音能够广传。
But that was all because for the sake of the gospel.
但他做的是什么呢？你看第二十五节，他就说：“因为我要照着神所赐我的职分，我要把神的道理传得全备。”
And see what he did in verse 25. He says, "Of which I became a minister." According to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known.
保罗在这边给我们做了一个榜样。
Paul here sets an example for us.
当我们有基督的生命的时候
，when we have the life of Christ，
也就是说，当我们属于主耶稣基督
，in other words, when we belong to Lord Jesus，
我们需要把神的爱，我们需要把神的话能够传扬出去。
We need to share and proclaim the love of Christ and God's and the word of Christ.
这不但是使徒保罗的使命。
This is not just a ministry for Paul.
这是今天教会的使命。
This is the commission of the church.
也是今天我们每一个重生得救、真正属于神的儿女的一个使命。
And this is the commission for every one of us that belong to Christ, have been saved by Christ and in God's family.
这也就是说，当我们看我，当我们在看一个基督徒的生命的时候
，So when we look at the life of a Christian,
一个有基督的生命的时候
，a life that has Christ,
我们要看到的是神的话有没有被传扬。
We need to see is God's word being proclaimed.
如果教会是以基督为元首的教会。
If a church is a church that has Jesus as the head,
是一个有基督生命的教会
is a church that has the life of Christ,
那就是一个传扬神话语的教会
then it is a church that proclaims, Jesus.
当我们看到一个基督徒是属于神的儿女的时候
and when we see a Christian that belongs to God,
是一个有基督生命的人的时候
and is a person with the life of Christ in them,
我们就看见这个人是要传讲神的话的人。
We can see that this person is a person that would want to share God's word.
不但是传神的话，而且是传神全备的话。
Not only to share God's word, but God's complete words.
意思就是说，我们不是去选择性的讲神的话。
In other words, we don't pick and choose what we want to share.
我选我喜欢的去读去讲。
Not to share just what I want to share.
我选我喜欢的、我选择我喜欢的容易的去听。
And not only just share what I enjoy listening to.
是神全备的、完全的、完整的话。
But the full and complete words of God.
神将他的心意在圣经里面清清楚楚、明明白白的向我们显明。
God revealed His will and His heart in the Bible to us.
为的是要让我们认识他。
In order for us to know Him.
为的是让我们能够更了解我们自己是被神所爱的。
In order for us to understand that we are the ones that are loved by God.
我认识一个基督徒。
And I know this one Christian.
我好很多年前我知道他常讲他很喜欢读圣经，而且天天读圣经。我也看到他是这样的一个生活。
And many years ago, this Christian, I see that he's one that reads the Bible a lot and lives a good life.
他说他晚上睡觉前不读圣经不睡觉的。
So he would tell me that he cannot go to sleep if he didn't read God's word.
许多年之后，我记得有一次在，我就问，我就说，啊，圣经读这么久，你现在圣经一次读过了没有？
After a few years, I asked him, you've read the Bible for so many years, how many times did you read through the whole Bible?
他说没有。
He said no.
他说我不要。
He said, I don't want to.
但我就选择性的，我喜欢读历史，然后我喜欢读福音。
So I selectively read the Bible. I like to read the history, so I read the history, and then the Gospels.
我说，那 你真言读不读啊？真言是智慧的这个，这是智慧的言语啊。
Then I asked him, do you read Proverbs? Proverbs is wisdom.
结果你知道很奇怪他怎么回答。
Then do you know what his response is?
我绝对不碰箴言。
I'll never touch Proverbs.
为什么？
Why?
因为里面说教的这个气味太浓了。
Because the teachings in there are...
It's too didactic and it's too strong and too strict.所以我不喜欢，我不喜欢听人家这样子讲的这么严肃，讲的这么严厉的教导，这个味道这么重。
So I don't like to read Proverbs because I don't like the strict tone that it gives.
那神的话没有读全备，那我们对神的认识是片面的。
So if you don't read the full, complete, words of God, then you can only understand a part of God.
对神的认识是片面的，这是讲的比较客气啊。
Just knowing a part of God is just being generous.
事实上，如果我们对神的认识只是片面，我们所认识的，我们以为我们认识的这个神，就不是神。
So if you only understand a part of God, then what you understand is not the complete picture. It is not the fullness of God.
所以呢，我们在基督里面的生命，我们是要传扬神的话，并且我们要传扬他全备的话。
So a life that we have in Christ is one that we want to share God's word and the fullness of God's word.
第二， 我们在基督里的这个生命，我们要传扬的生命是怎么样的生命？是要让人能够看见的生命。
Also, the life that we have in Christ is a life that can be seen by others.
我们要人看见什么样的生命呢？
What do we want others to see? What type of life do we want others to see?
是一个因着有基督而有荣耀盼望的生命。
It is a life that has Christ in the life and is full of hope of glory.
第二十七节里面讲到，这原本是神的奥秘，但是呢，因为今天基督在你们的心里，他就成了你们荣耀的盼望。
And here in verse 27, it says that originally this was a mystery, but because of Christ in you, now then you have the hope of glory.
弟兄姐妹，荣耀是属于神的。
Dear brothers and sisters, glory belongs to God.
人当然可以拥有一些荣耀。
Of course, man can have some glory.
可是跟神比起来，我们是暗淡无光的。
But compared to God, our glory is minute.
神是真荣耀，他是完全的荣耀。
God is real glory, full of glory.
而我们在主耶稣基督里面所拥有的这个盼望，就是神所赐给我们荣耀的盼望。
And this life that we have in Christ includes this hope of glory.
因为这个盼望是在主耶稣基督的身上。
Because this hope of glory is in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有想过，盼望不是一个未来的事情？
Have you ever thought about that hope is not something that will come to fruition in the future?
我们常常想，我们盼望什么？盼望什么？是对着未来而讲的。
A lot of times when we speak of hope, it's talking about the future.
但是事实上，盼望不是未来的，盼望是现在的。
But actually, hope is not something that will happen in the future. It's what will happen now.
盼望是我们现在对于以后还不看不清楚、不确定的事情，有这样子一个非常稳定的一个心，这个叫做盼望。
The hope is something that we have now, that now in confidence of what will happen in the future.
明天将如何？
What will happen tomorrow?
我的生命会如何？
How will my life be?
我的家庭会如何？我的孩子会如何？
How will my family and my children be?
美国这个政治的这个环境会如何？
How will the politics and the condition of the country will be?
这个世界的这个国与国之间的争斗和混乱将会如何？
What will happen with all the conflicts that we have in the world?
我们能够看透多少？
How much foresight can we have?
可是我们不会因为我们对未来的不确定而感到惶恐。
But we won't be anxious or worry about things that we don't know in the future.
因为主耶稣基督神的儿子他是王。
Because we know that Jesus, the Son of God, is King.
他是掌权的。
He is the one that has the authority.
他是荣耀的。
He is glorious.
他是赐我们生命的。
He's the one that gives us life.
他是供应给我们的。
He is the one that provides.
他我们的气息是在他的手中的。
Our life is in his hands.
这就是为什么主耶稣基督是我们荣耀的盼望，因为他这个是因为他使我们有盼望。
That is why we have the hope of glory in Christ, because Christ gives us this hope.
我不会因为环境的我不会因为环境的影响而影响我对生命的执着和追求。
So I would not be affected by this, my circumstances in life and it affect my pursuit and this hope that I have.
因为我知道我的家庭、我的孩子、这个国家、这个世界都是掌握在主耶稣基督的手中。
Because we know that my future, my life, my family, and my children, the condition of this country, are all in the hands of Christ.
虽然今天很动荡，
although right now it's not stable,
可是我在我的心中，我这个人整个生命是非常的有忠心的，而且非常稳固的。
But in my heart, in my life, I know that I am stable and steadfast.
这个是我们在基督里面所拥有的，是一个荣耀的盼望。
So this is the hope of glory that we have in Christ.
这个样子的生活是我们用行为用生命所传扬出来的。
And this type of life is proclaimed by the way that we live.
这也就是使徒保罗所给我们做的一个所给我们做的一个榜样，是不是？
And this is the example set before us by Paul.
第三方面，我们在基督里面的生命是什么？保罗借着神，这个神借着保罗告诉我们，我们在基督里的生命有这样子的一个模式，或者有这样子一个见证。
So the third thing Paul is teaching us here is that we have this type of testimony in Christ.
我们从第二章第二节我们看到第七节。
We look at chapter 2 verse 1 to 7.
当我们在基督里面有基督的生命的时候，我们的生命是这样子的，这是我们的经历，弟兄姐妹。
When we have this life of Christ, this is what we encounter. These are our experiences.
我们心得安慰。
Our hearts are comforted.
我们能够用爱心彼此的互相联络。
We would love one another.
我们能够丰丰足足的在悟性中能够有充足的信心。
We would have
第二节最后
We would have
full assurance.
We have full assurance of understanding and knowledge
of Christ.
God of Christ.
然后第五节，我们的信心能够坚固。
So that we would have firmness of our faith in Christ.
然后第六节，我们能够遵主而行。
That we would walk in Christ.
然后在第七节，我们能够在基督里，我们能够生根，我们能够建造，然后我们巩固我们的信心。
And that we can be rooted and built up in Him and established in faith.
然后最后第七节里面讲到，我们也能够在对神的感恩的这个心也能够不断的增长。
And that we would also abound in thanksgiving.
弟兄姐妹们，听听看。
Dear brothers and sisters, listen to this.
或者在我们当中还在慕道的朋友们，你们听听看。
Or friends that are seeking.
这是在基督里面的一个生命所有的一个表现。
This is an expression of the life that we have in Christ.
而这个表现不是人为的，不是刻意的，是自然的。
And this expression is not forced, it's natural.
我们是不是常听到说，在主耶稣基督的里面是丰盛的？
Don't we always say that a life that is in Christ is full?
是喜乐的。
Is full of joy.
是有爱的。
Is full of love.
可是这样的生命是怎么样子去经历啊？
But how do we experience this type of love?
那就是因为我们对主耶稣基督这个生命的根基我们认得清楚。
And that is because we have a complete understanding of this foundation that we should have in Christ.
并且我们在我们的生活里面把主耶稣基督所赐给我们的这个生命不但是用口去传，并且我们用我们的行为去让人家看见，是不是？
So this life that we express that we have in Christ is not only through our words but through the way that we live.
弟兄姐妹，保罗在监狱里面受苦啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, Paul was in prison and suffering in prison.
他被他自己的族人所排斥。
He was ostracized by his own people.
跟他所爱的亲人，跟他所爱的弟兄姐妹们分离。
And he was separated by the brothers and sisters or the people that he loved.
但他却说，我们在心里面能够得到安慰。
But he's able to rejoice in his heart.
大卫王是一个饱受灾难的一个王。
King David was a king that had many challenges.
他是一个很伟大的王，不错，可是他也是饱受这个忧伤和患这个忧患的一个王。
Of course, he was a great king, but he was also a king that suffered many challenges and tribulations.
他是带领以色列征战的王。
He is a God that led the Israelites in war.
他从年轻的时候就在为以色列人打仗了。
He was he led the Israelites in war when he was at a young age.
你还年轻的时候跟哥利亚打仗。
He fought Goliath.
当他要成为神所立的王的时候，被还没有成为王之前被扫罗王追杀。
And before he was officially anointed king, he was chased after King Saul.
之后在他老年的时候被他自己的亲儿子追杀。
And then in his old age, he fled for his life from his own son.
他周围永远都是在这样的一个生活当中，他的周围不但是外面的敌人或者自己家里面的人，你可以说他是一个内忧外患的一个君王。
And throughout his whole life, or in his kingship, he's had many enemies externally and also within his own household.
可是当他来到神的面前的时候，他的心得到安慰。But
when he comes before God, his heart is at peace.
诗篇23篇里面他说：“你是我的牧者，我不致缺乏。你使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边，因为你使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。” 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。That's
why he writes in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name'sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me." Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
这不是他努力的，好像做一个表现啊。This
is not something that he would purposely or deliberately do to express externally.
这是因为神的生命在他的里面。But
because he has the life of God within him.
就好像那清澈的溪水来滋润，来洗涤他的心灵。It's
as if the still waters restores his soul.
这是他 在神的面前得到了一个经历和实在。This
is a reality that he experienced and encountered with God.
心得安慰，能够在爱心里面能够彼此的连结，能够在悟性中对。 对神、对耶稣的知识和理性上面有这样的一个确据，
and having this assurance and understanding of Christ,
能够坚定我们的信心，
so that we can have the firmness of our faith in Christ,
能够尊主为大，
to see Christ as above all,
能够跟随他而行，
to follow and walk with Him.
然后在基督里面，我们的信心能够往下扎根，能够往上建造。So
that our faith can be in Christ can be deeply rooted and to grow up.
然后从我们的心灵深处就能够涌流出对神的一个感恩的心。So
then, in our hearts we can overflow with thanksgiving.
你看，在这第二到第七节里面讲到的是什么？
So in this chapter, from verse 1 to 7, what is this talking about?
讲到当我们拥有主耶稣基督的生命的时候，我们是在心灵，我们在知识，我们在意志，我们在行为，我们在情感上面，在我们生命的所有的全部都受到神的带领和他的保护。
So all of this is talking about in our hearts, in our mind, in our will, in our life, in our emotions, all of this is led by Christ.
当我们的根基稳固，然后呢，我们遵照神的旨意来过我们的生活的时候，
when our foundation in Christ is secure and we live a life of Christ,
我们就自然地经历了神的丰富的供应。
We will naturally experience the provisions given by God.
我们就自然就享受我们在主耶稣基督里面神所赐给我们旨意的这样的生活。And
naturally, we'll experience the life that God has purposed for us.
这个叫做活的生命。This
is a lively life.
这是一个真的生命。This
is a real life.
这个叫做丰富的、丰富的、有盼望的、有意义的生命。So
this is a life that is in abundance and full.
这是能够有神荣耀的生命。
This is a life that is that has a hope of glory.
我们的生命要摆在基督里。
Our life needs to be put in Christ.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，今天这一段经文里面，这个实在是主你所要向我们显明的实在是太丰富了。
And this passage that we just studied is indeed a passage that is so fulfilling.
主，我们没有一个人不会要拒绝这样子一个有爱、有安慰、有坚固、有稳定的生活。
None of us would reject a life that is secure and that is with hope and that is stable and steadfast.
主，我们多么的渴慕在你的面前敞开我们的心，让我们的心灵，让我们的思想，让我们的生活能够被你掌管。
And it is our hope that we have you that is in control and has authority over all of our whole being.
当我们在你的面前唱诗敬拜或祷告的时候，
And when we come before you, when we sing hymns and pray,
主，当我们张口唱歌，当我们举手敬拜的时候，主，我们何等不是愿意将我们自己完完全全的交托在你里面。
And when we lift up our voices and sing and we raise our hands and worship,it is our heart to completely submit ourselves to you.
主，求主你的话语光照我们。
May your words enlighten us.
让我们知道我们的重心，我们的磐石是我们的主耶稣基督。
So that we can know that Jesus is our foundation.
这个我们所要为你而活的这个生命已经是一个属于基督的生命。
And this life that you want us to live is a life that already belongs to Christ.
我们永远要将我们的信心摆在主你的身上。
We always want to put our faith and our trust in our Lord Jesus.
让我们因为对我们信心的持守。
Because he is the author of our faith.
让我们因为传扬我们在主耶稣基督里面所赐予我们的生命。
So that we can share your words with the life that we have in Christ.
使我们在我们的生活、言语、行为当中，
so that with our words and with the way that we live,
不但能够自然地流露出这个信念，
not only will Christ overflow,
自然流出这个主耶稣的爱，
will naturally overflow with Christ's love.
还有在你里面的盼望
and the hope that we have in you.
并且这个是我们亲身的经历，每日的经历。
And this is our daily experience and encounter with you.
主，这是你自己话语所给我们的安慰。
This is the comfort that you give us through your word.
求圣灵将你的话浇灌我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit teach us your word.
使我们能够明了并且能够经历并且活出来。
So that we can understand and experience and apply it in our life.
感谢主，听我们的祷告。
We thank you and we pray that you hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.